that a person hasn't really understood the benefits of memorizing the Quran. Immediately for themselves, in their dunya, for the community, and to the hereafter. And so inshallah ta'ala, here's a few glimpses of those benefits. Consider two children. One of the children, he decides to go to a Quran school, hifz school, and the other child says, no, I'm too busy playing my PlayStation, I have to get this high score on my PlayStation, dad, I'm not looking forward to the Quran school. Dad said, I don't want to force you, I want you to love this thing from your heart, just live your life, when you're older you'll realize that I made a mistake. So the two children go forward, this one's playing PlayStation, the other one's coming after Maghrib Isha, memorizing every day, every day, every day. Like this, 1 year, 2 years happen, this child is Hafiz al-Quran. The other child is getting bad marks at school, and he's still having trouble. Now as these two children come to high school together, who do you think will be a more effective child in studying? It will be the one who memorized the Quran when he was younger. The parent who thinks, no, I want my child to study on dunya studies, doesn't realize that when it comes to dunya studies, the hafidh will be more stronger and more efficient and more successful in the med school or law school, whatever he goes into, because he trained himself as a child to harness the power of his brain. And the other child who was focused on the television set was trained to get immediate benefits, even though it meant that in the long term he would benefit nothing. That's the difference between the two. So dunya and akhirah, bi-idhnillah, the hafiz al-Qur'an will benefit from that. Secondly, that when someone memorizes the Qur'an, even though a lot of parents will focus on, I want my child to be a doctor, get a lot of money, and we're happy. We did our job in this dunya. If the child gets money and is successful and lives in a really fancy house and drives a really nice car, does that mean that Allah loves them? Does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them? No, it does not. Because Allah azza wa jal can give wealth to whomever He wishes. This child may never pray and still get good marks in their studies. The child may never do a sajda to Allah azza wa jal and they will still be successful in the dunya. And their mentor in this path, they have examples of Fir'aun before them. Fir'aun was given wealth. In fact, if you ever go to Egypt, you're probably looking at the remnants of his wealth. He had so much wealth, so much so that Musa alayhi salam, he said in the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ. He said that, O Allah, that you gave Fir'aun and his mala, the aristocrats who are with Fir'aun, zina. You gave them ornaments and wealth in this dunya, O Allah, so that they would use that to cut off the path towards you. And so look at this, subhanAllah, even I'm realizing this person had wealth, but someone as blessed as Musa alayhi salam is cursing him for it. And so that wealth was a cause for him to get further into hellfire. It actually would have been better for Fir'aun if he didn't have all that wealth to harm Islam the way he did. Now, someone who learns the Qur'an, it's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this child, girl or boy. How so? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah azza wa jal wishes good for, He gives him or her understanding of the deen. And so I've seen this. When people go to memorize Qur'an, it's almost like test after test comes to them. And it's through these tests that they're filtered. Because going to memorize Qur'an, it's easy, but then the tests will come. And if the person isn't sincere in that, he allows those excuses to block them, and then they don't succeed in that. And subhanAllah, as I see people who don't succeed in their memorization of Qur'an, and Allah knows best in the future, but at that moment, it's a sadness that I feel in my heart that Allah hasn't chosen this person. It's a very sad moment when someone leaves a Qur'an program or someone steps away. It's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's almost like they've been taken out. And like I said, I'm not talking about the future. They can still come into a different program or study somewhere else. Inshallah ta'ala, I hope that's what will be the continuation of that. But at that moment, it's a sign that this person wasn't chosen at the moment. Umar radiallahu anhu, when they sent the governors, and a lot of people, these khutbahs are given about the golden age of Islam, and we talk about the golden age. What did they do in the golden ages?